The decision stems from a 2011 lawsuit brought by the Wisconsin Resources Protection Council, Center for Biological Diversity, and Laura Gauger. It alleges that runoff from the reclaimed mine leaked toxic levels of copper into a settling pond, which overflowed into a stream, eventually emptying into the Flambeau River. Jamie Saul is an attorney representing the environmental groups. He says the judge's finding that the mine, which has been closed for nearly 15 years, is still leaching heavy metals, speaks to the dangers of metallic and sulfide mining.
Other mining companies have pointed specifically to the Flambeau mine as sort of a poster child of sound and responsible environmental reclamation. But even this mine has had ongoing discharges for a number of years at levels that were exceeding the toxicity standards.
Despite the violation of the Clean Water Act, the judge says it was not serious in nature and only fined Flambeau Mining $275. The judge also commended the company for its ongoing efforts to contain and treat stormwater runoff from the site. Flambeau Mining Company spokeswoman Chris Nadel says they're pleased with the ruling.
The judge made it very clear that we were in full compliance with our state permit and that we were following the directive of the state DNR to obtain that permit for our stormwater management.
Nadel says Flambeau Mining installed an additional runoff filtration system this year to keep copper and other pollutants from reaching the river. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.